Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome.
Welcome
to the Haunted Estate.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Haunted Estate with me, Selena Spooky Boo!
And me, Joel!
Joel has not done this for a while and he is not feeling funky fresh. It has been a whirlwind in the last couple weeks, but Joel just got back from New York.
Didn't you just get back from New York?
Yeah, but you double just got back from New York.
Didn't you just release a new palette? Nice segue.
Do you have the clean one? No, I have the clean one. That's the one. Open that. Look how hard I've been using that.
Just so everyone can see.
I have been ruining that palette doing swatches. This is the new palette, guys. If you follow me on all my social medias, then you have definitely seen it. It is the Selena Spooky Boo 2. You guys asked. My biggest seller ever is the original. Do you have the original there? The original Selena Spooky Boo palette, which was kind of like all of my viral-ish kind of moments. So this is kind of like a rebirth. So we have Tie-Dye, Lawn Sodas, Manifest, Hi I'm Joel, Farts Forever, Thick, Go Hard, I'm Okay-ish, Izzy, Spooky Booze, Adam, Viral, Sleepwalking, Stay Weird, and Dad Jokes. And it is a mix of mattes and shimmers and a glitter pot. And I love it. And I think you're gonna love it. And it's gonna make a super sick Christmas party. Is there someone out there that you love?
I really like the Go Hard.
Go Hard?
Because we go hard.
It's just white. It's just like a white eyeshadow, though.
It's nice.
What's your favorites?
Hi, I'm Joel, of course.
Yeah.
Not to be
Shimmer
modest.
Blue.
I love Spooky Boo Yellow.
Yeah. That's like a, like, what would you call it? I'd say it's almost like a neon green. Yellow green.
Just everyone knows, I'm not the best with colors.
He's not. He claims to be colorblind, but he's not.
I think it's yellow.
Yeah. It is, pretty much. What else is your favorite?
Viral.
What about Farts Forever?
It's, if everyone could guess what color Farts Forever is.
It's brown, buddy.
It's brown.
It's super brown.
It's brown.
I can't believe I'm alive right now and talking to you guys. The night that I had last night, it's a funny little thing. I think I've talked about it before. Corb's husband and I share an illness. Okay, we both have GERD. And
what?
Sometimes...
What is GERD?
It's like gas... It's like the... That means... Like each letter means a word. It's like gastroesophageal...
Rectal diarrhea.
Yeah, but good enough. All I know is last night I had a level of pain that at 2 o'clock in the morning I was standing in my bathroom bawling my eyes out, freaking out, wondering like if I should go to emerge, and then I eventually made a concoction of a whole bunch of water, Eno, Tums, and Gravol, and then finally I could sleep. But I'm not kidding, like I have a weird ulcery thing going on. Last night I literally said to Adam, like I said my final goodbyes. I'm like, I think this might be the night. I think that like I might actually be dying. And I'm really sad because I never got to see this movie. I wanted to go see it. But I was like in a, it's been a fucking whirlwind. But I have a break coming up, which I'm so excited for. But I really want to take Joel to Orlando.
You want to have a mini vacation.
So I was thinking, actually, let's talk about this right now.
We haven't talked about this. I just heard of this right now.
How do you feel about, like, flying out maybe on, like, December 26th, the day after Christmas?
On Boxing Day?
It's the best day. No one's flying, and all those places are dead.
Sure.
Okay, cool. Because, like, mind's going to be blown.
Would we be there for New Year's?
No, we wouldn't even be there. We'd be back home by then.
I guess, sure.
Okay, sorry. It's just fun. And now, look, I have it on things. So if you try and back out of it, I'll be like,
bitch, you said you would go to Orlando with me.
Yeah, I've never been, so.
Anyways, how was your trip to New York, by the way?
Well, let's first start with the first trip to New York.
I talked about it.
Already?
Yeah, I did a podcast. I don't know if I did talk about the lady, though.
Which lady?
I had to have talked about it.
Oh.
Is that
now everyone's scared.
What were you about to talk? Well, we all know. There's a lady, we came up out of the subway, fully shit in front of us.
New York is, it's a jungle.
There is every kind of person in New York.
Yeah.
Like, you can walk down the street, you will walk by a celebrity, a businessman, a homeless person, a naked woman. Like, literally, and no one gives a shit.
People from rural Ontario just walking around.
And it was cool, because they had COVID testing centers literally everywhere.
And they're free.
Free.
You have to pay in Canada.
I wonder if you, like, give your DNA. Like, we definitely signed something.
Yeah, like.
Wonder if it's free because we, like, gave our DNA to be, like, turned into Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
Do you think they'll give me my Ninja Turtle son?
That
would be sweet. I want a Ninja Turtle son.
A mutant.
What would you name your Ninja Turtle?
Milwaukee.
You would.
I'm not a real Milwaukee tool kid.
Anytime we talk about anything, he's gonna name. So when you and Chris move out and you get a dog,
Milwaukee.
Even if it's a girl.
Named Milwaukee.
No. I like your sweater.
Thank you. Plain black.
Do you like my outfit?
I do. Oh. Why are you in pajamas?
Nice. I don't know. We filmed something where I had to wear pajamas. I'm fully clothed under this. I literally have a shirt on and pants. But I'm cozy.
Pajamas are so comfortable.
I'm in an emotional state. Where I just want to wear jam jams.
Mm.
I want to go to the movies in my jam jams, but I'm one of those people that will never leave in pajamas. Like, when I see people out in their pajama pants, I am violently offended.
I feel like sometimes when people are wearing pajamas, it's like you've given up.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you're letting the world know, I don't care.
Look at Kate Hudson today.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Kate Hudson is?
Yeah.
I think she's the most beautiful woman to ever exist.
I think you're the second most beautiful woman to ever exist.
Why are you so nice to me?
The first is my life.
What about mom?
So there's actually a tie on the podium. A three-way tie.
Okay, good. Good. Did anything spooky happen to you in New York?
No.
We had something spooky happen last night.
Alright, please.
So, as you guys know, every time that I've come to podcast, I've told you that Doug Pett has died.
For the past 2 weeks, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Everyone and my heart is with you.
Oh, I love you. Isn't hard. But we had a moment yesterday. Adam and I were both sitting on the bed, and we were kind of just talking about work stuff. And out of nowhere, we hear
a sneeze.
And that, like, shake sneeze sound is Jackson. And I just looked at Adam, and we were staring at each other. And then we heard, let me see if I do some ASMR here. We heard, because Jackson had these toenails, he hated getting his nails cut. I mean, you could always hear, like, his toenails just going down, just went down the hallway. And Adam and I just looked at each other and we were like, because I've been just fucking manifesting. I want some sign from him that he was okay. And we heard him sneeze and we heard him walking, like, out in the living room hallway area. And Adam and I just looked at each other and we were like, oh my God. So he was back. Also, did you see those videos that this lady has made for me, for Jackson and Max? And she's, like, at the Rainbow Bridge.
No.
Okay, I'm literally, just listen to the audio of this, and just tell me you're not going to cry right now.
Can somebody get Jackson down to the Rainbow Bridge entrance, please? That's Jackson to the Rainbow Bridge entrance. Thank you. Oh my gosh, Jackson, we did it. We made it snow on Earth today so that your brother can come over to the Rainbow Bridge and finally be with you. Did you get the snow ready in your room? You did? Okay, good. Oh my God, he's here. Hi, Max. Welcome to the Rainbow Bridge. My name's Raina. I'm so happy you're here, and so is Jackson. He has been waiting so impatiently. Let's get you checked in. First, we need to get you into a body that feels healthy and young again. That's better. Now for your wings. These are gonna look so good on you. And your halo. I was right. You look amazing. What's that? You're worried about your mom and dad since both you and Jackson are here? Don't worry. You can go visit them all the time. Jackson will show you how. He's been doing it for a little bit now. Yes, I will tell your parents they made the perfect decision helping you cross the Rainbow Bridge and that you loved your life with them. Now you guys go play in the snow.
Aww. It happened a very long day when I watched that, and I fucking ugly cried. Like,
who made that?
It's this girl. She's just like so.
Thank you.
Like, look at that's her.
Thank you.
Her name, Jackie Pajan on TikTok. But that just like made me bawl. Like, Joel and I had this moment. It's actually the day that we were going to put Max down. And we fully thought he had died. He was gone.
We were taking him for a walk.
Yeah, around the block.
But he can't walk very well, so Selena had like a cart, like a radio flyer cart, and wrapped him in blankets. Also, just so you know, Max had been ill for a while. He was an older guy.
Yeah.
And Selena and Adam always said they just wanted to see, have him see snow one last time. In the weekend before,
it snowed all
he crossed the Rainbow Bridge. It snowed nonstop, and it's really weird to snow this time of year.
And then it's completely melted.
And now it's all gone.
But we were in the walkway. We had like this little cut to go to a park, and he died. I'm convinced he did die. And then he's like, and he like woke
honestly,
back up, and I was like, oh my god.
He just closed his eyes.
And was gone, dude. That was wild.
Max.
No, I miss him. It's so weird for them to be gone, and now it's just so quiet, and I'm just like in bed with my girls at night, and there's no like. But the weirdest thing that happened, so we talked about it, you know, the last like I don't know month, but Adam and I were like, you know, when we move, we want to get a Labradoodle, because like I really like how they look, you know, and stuff like that. We're always people who like rescue and stuff like that. So we've been like manifesting it out of nowhere. Adam and I are in a drive-thru. My phone pings. I get an email message from a woman in Vancouver, and she goes, "Hi, I have Labradoodle puppies, Australian Shepherd Labradoodle puppies." And I was like, "Adam, what is the chance?" And he's like, "No, we're not doing this. We can't do this right now." I'm like, "I get you, but the universe has put this in front of us." He's like, "Yeah, it's a sign that we'll talk to her when we're ready, but we're not getting a dog right now." And I'm like, "Okay, buddy. Shit. Okay, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. No puppy."
You guys are Selena.
I have a problem, okay? I can't have children, so I fill the holes of my heart with animals. All right, let's take a different turn here. I put it out to you guys on Instagram. Always keep an eye on my Instagram. Sorry, I'm just dying over here. It's kind of dark because like everyone has died lately. Joel, I'm really going through a very difficult bout of seasonal depression.
Seasonal Affective Disorder, acronym SAD.
You just sounded like so like, smart. I'm okay. I just, like, next week I have a break coming, and I'm not gonna get out of bed.
Oh, good. You've earned it.
Yeah, you need to relax too. You've just been going. Okay, guys, so I put it on Instagram and I said, this is gonna be a Q&A episode. We're just gonna talk some shit. I wanna answer your questions. We get so many questions on the daily, and I thought, hey, perfect opportunity. We're just gonna answer. So I said, hey, Joel and Selena, ask us questions. So let's roll through them. Are there more haunted adventures coming?
Obviously.
Well, we have one coming. I can't say who with because like it's not like set in stone, but it is possibly with two really awesome of my favorite YouTubers that go and do the spooky things. And I'm afraid to even talk about it and jinx it because like I'm never so excited in my life.
At this moment in time, there's no ending to the haunted adventures.
No,
it's
keep it up.
Perpetual at this moment in time.
I've just been busy, but I'm excited to keep doing it. Like, here's the thing, like, the world's opening up. We're gonna go to all places. Mm. We're gonna go to all the biggest, most haunted places. Okay. Will there ever be a video where you do a full makeover start to finish? We did that for the last palette, but maybe we shouldn't. Are you down?
I'm down. Does this say full makeover or full makeup?
Makeover. We haven't done that. Are you ready for like full glam?
I guess if we have to.
After Movember, when your stash is gone.
Yeah, Movember.
If you could be any inanimate object, what would you be?
What's the time frame? In all of time or just right now?
Guess you right now.
Well, that's a tough one. Are you permanently it or can you like become it and come go back to yourself?
It sounds like if you just were. You just were this object.
Dump truck.
Why would you be a dump
truck? Dump trucks are awesome.
Why would you be a dump truck?
I would probably be a dump truck.
Yeah, I just want to be full of garbage all the time.
No, because you're heavy equipment, and that's cool. What would you be?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is harder than I thought it would be. I think I would be a camera. I'd be a cell phone. Because I'd just be getting touched all the time.
Mm.
I like that.
Fuck.
Who's the silliest?
Selena.
Think so?
In all of Canada.
There's so many, if you could be any food, what would you be and why?
Pizza. New York street pizza.
I agree.
I was just spent almost 10 days the past 2 weeks in New York City. Yeah, 10 days.
Yeah.
I ate pizza for 10 days. Every day.
It's so good.
Oh, Mark.
Did you have one slice that wasn't amazing?
No, and I ate at a different place every single time. I didn't go to the same place twice.
You didn't go to the same. Did you take her back to the places we've been?
For restaurants?
For pizza.
No. I went
all
to all
new
different
pizza.
Ones. Yeah.
Oh my, who's the best?
Pizza in Little Italy.
Of course. Jesus. Okay, did you guys ever sneak out when you were younger? If so, spill the tea.
Like, 15, when we moved to the house my parents lived in now, I was like 15. There's like a second landing, like stairs from the garage to the basement. I would go play on the computer, but then I would just walk inside through there.
Would you really?
Yeah, Dad was on afternoons, Mom was upstairs in the chairs. How would they know?
In the new house?
How would they know?
In the new house?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Walk around, see Jim, just not be at home.
They would have just let you leave.
I know, but it's fun to sneak out.
Do we have a secret handshake or word?
We do have a secret handshake.
Well, not the, oh yeah, oh my god, we have both. Okay, ready? Secret, 1, 2, 3, boom, boom. That's our secret handshake. 1, 2, 3, huzzah!
Oh.
What'd you say?
We have two secret words.
What did you just say?
Budesi. That's Selena's word.
I can't stop saying it. I say huzzah and you go, Budesi.
My new word, I'm randomly on a medieval times kick right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's where the huzzah came from.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
For no reason.
You totally just blew your eardrums out.
Huzzah!
Who is the Baron's favorite child? 3, 2, 1. No.
Right now?
Oh, currently. Because I'm doing well. But who is generally the most favorite job? Joel.
Selena. When Dad had a heart attack and someone had to go back in the room with him, who did he choose?
That's not a favorite thing. That's because I'm a fucking boss. Because
you're his favorite.
No,
get out of here.
Because you're a puss. And they come in and be like, we're taking Dad outside. We're like, I'm coming with him.
You're his favorite because you make Selena spooky but have a nice segue.
But my palette, beautyxclean.com.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Out of the both of you two, who produces the loudest fart?
Oh, Selena.
My notes smell. Chol smell so bad, but they're silent. But like, I can rip them to where it hurts my whole.
It's a herd of elephants, Cecilia. These are funny.
If you could delete one person from existence, who and why? I'm just gonna go safe and say Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, you can't use that though, because I chose Hitler.
Yeah, I know. Kid I grew up with, won't say his name for privacy reasons, who I did not like at all in
yeah.
my younger school years.
I have one of those.
That we did not ever get along with all the time. Him.
Punch them in the dick.
Yeah.
I'm a grown adult being bullied horribly by another grown adult. How should I handle this? Do what I do. Call the police. Be a rat. Call and say, get all your shit together. Do it. Get a restraining order.
Yeah, that's probably the same.
Or you can ignore them under the fucking rug. Like, just don't ever write them back. Don't ever make a post. Just pretend they don't exist. Eventually give up because it will drive them crazy.
You can't retaliate. Man.
What would you do?
It depends on the relationship with. Like, is it a work colleague? Is it a, like, are you adult children? You live with your brothers? Like, it depends on the relationship.
Sometimes like a person, I don't know. I'm a puncher.
Maybe you gotta get physical. Yeah, who knows?
Have you and Joel always been so close?
Pretty much.
No.
Yeah.
I can't get you to hang out with me.
Because
you
I
be like,
work with
you. Do you wanna go? No,
all
before
day.
The big, wanna go to Walmart? No. Okay, here's an example. Hey, Joel, I'm gonna have my buddy for a while. You go to movies with me? Tonight?
We just signed up for a gym membership today for the first time in like 10 years, and I'm going to the gym
it's
today.
It's fucking Saturday,
I'm
and I
going
have
to the gym.
Okay, and I, but it's only 24 hours. Go after.
I'm going to the gym. I gotta go pick stuff up and put it back down.
You knew that we were going to the movie. Yeah, you're mad.
What's the next question?
Okay, Joel, will you go to the movies this Friday?
Get out of here.
Will you?
Not today.
Why?
That's like I gotta go to the gym.
No, you don't need to go. It's Saturday night.
That's when I'm gonna go.
Adam, you out there? Adam.
He's not there.
Yeah, well, here, let me beat him. Dude, Joel, why are you being such a fucking weirdo? Takes him to the movies. See? From his words to this microphone.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Joel, one more time. Will you go to the movie with me?
No.
But I have a friend.
You have lots of friends.
Yeah, name one. Name
but Thor.
Thor? No, Thor is your friend.
So?
I am his friend by proxy. I've never hung out with Thor. Name a friend. Sad, right?
Stephanie.
I love Steph, but I haven't seen Stephanie in the flesh in 5 years.
Aha, busted. Guess who was just over at my house when you were also at my house.
Oh my god!
When you saw each other
okay,
in the flesh.
He's like, I just got a snap from Chris, but I can't, because that's my best friend, but they don't, all my friends, okay, here's the thing, I do have friends. None of them live here. I have Chris, I have Shane, I have Lordcore, I have Pisha.
You got like 22 million friends.
Yeah, they're my best friends, but like, I feel like because they're my, like, I don't have any like people I do stuff with, because it's weird now.
Yeah, it's sort of a weird thing with Selena and this empire she's built. A lot of people, even me, people who were never friends with me or mean to me growing up, suddenly want to be your friend. Let alone Selena's.
It always starts with this like really nice way of, I want to be your friend, oh, it's not like that. And then once we get close, we're like, can you help me blow up my social media? Can we just post videos all day? I'm only gonna invite you over so I can make a YouTube video about it.
Yeah, like it's hard to find a true friend now.
But like, I get it. And here's the thing, I'm not complaining. I fucking love my job. Mm. I love knowing that I have 22.4 million friends. I literally do consider them friends. And that's the thing. Like, it's hard to just see numbers, but like, there's people out there. And sometimes we meet them and they're so excited to meet me. And I'm just as excited. And they're shy about me and I'm shy about them. And they're like, why are you so nervous? And I'm like, because I get to meet you. Anyways.
That was cute.
Okay. Does Joel have any dad jokes for me?
Where does a boat go when it's sick?
Where?
The boat dock. I know you already heard this one, but I'll do this one too. Why did the chicken cross the road?
What?
Because!
It doesn't get old, dude.
Because!
It doesn't get old. Okay, if you were forced to move somewhere for 6 months, where would you want to live?
New York City.
Yeah?
Kaboom. Just spend a week there, love it. The food situation.
You could literally skip the dish into the ground. Like, you could have different food every day for the rest of your life.
Or you could just go out to a restaurant every day for the rest of your life.
That's fun, isn't it? What was your favorite food you had the whole time you were there?
Pizza. Yeah, straight pizza.
Yeah, so pizza's the best.
Pizza's so good.
How are you feeling today? That's a genuine question.
Pumped to go to the gym a little bit here.
After you take me to the movie?
How are you feeling today?
I'm gonna be honest. My mental health is wavering, and right now all that has me holding on is the fact that I'm gonna awkwardly go alone to the movie theater later.
Yeah, you can go alone.
Yeah, I do, and I wear a disguise.
What's your disguise?
I have this disguise that I wear when I'm like, I don't want to because I'm sad. And it's like a baseball cap, and then you pull the mask up, you put the mask like right under the edge of your eyes.
Why don't you ask Dad to go?
Have you gone anywhere with Dad?
Trying to talk to him on the
first,
phone.
First, it's a no. Second, no. No, I love him, but he'll never come. I always ask him. He never wants to go.
It'd be better to go alone.
Yeah. So sorry, guys. My computer so rudely interrupted with the low disk, which is rude.
On a side note, just so everyone knows, there is almost nothing I hate more on the planet than hearing my own voice.
Really?
Like, I'm sure everyone here has set their own voicemail, and you have to hear your own voice.
Do a different voice. Do, like, what you wish your voice sounded like.
There's nothing I hate more than hearing my own voice.
So you want to be Corpse Husband?
No, like Batman, but less Batman-y, more regular Haim Joel. Like, a mixture of Haim Joel Batman.
I don't mind to be like, hey, you guys are good. Is there a voice? Up in this bitch.
Did something fall, right?
The camera plug came unplugged. The ghost of my dog's past.
Is it still recording?
Yeah, it's still recording. It should be good.
I'll plug it back in.
Sure. Okay.
Oh, I see. It's messed up. For
real. It looks like it's just making this thing harder, to be honest with you. Okay, but you won't
play that. I didn't think of...
No! Okay.
Is it still recording?
Yeah, we're good. We're good, okay.
We now, are a little
genuine
machine.
Question, how are you feeling today?
Good, now that everything's set up again in the work order.
You feeling good though? That's like an inner question.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling remorseful.
About what?
Sometimes I feel like I have too much fun and other people don't have as much fun as me and I wish other people could have as much fun as me.
So who are you feeling bad for?
Mama.
Just Mama?
Papa.
I want to take them to New York.
But they suck, and they would not enjoy it.
No, I think they would, but we'd need to get Dad into a wheelchair, too. And he would just need to, like, but he's fine. I know he's gonna watch this. I don't mean, I just, he has really bad knee pain. I'd want him to enjoy it. I'm gonna stop talking about Meg, because he's gonna literally watch this. He's gonna be like, why did you say that?
He's gonna be calling here at midnight. Don't
Dad,
you talk about me
Dad,
on YouTube.
I'm so sorry. You are svelte. You got in more trouble growing up.
Oh, slain 100%.
Shit. Still am. Fave thing about each other and pet peeve about each other.
Ooh. Pet peeve messiness. Fave thing? Big heart. You see something happen, you pick up the phone, you call the police, you help the homeless person, you help me, you help Carissa. You give away as much as you can.
Aww.
It's the big heart. Like, you know the Grinch has a heart three sizes too big?
Oh my gosh, guess what we're doing? I forgot about this. We need to go do this tonight. I'm so sorry.
What?
We have to go to Walmart. I'm excited.
Oh my god, yes. What?
There's a toy drive tomorrow.
Where?
It's a memory of the amazing Hunter Weston who
passed away. Oh, Hunter.
But I want to buy presents
okay.
for kids.
Yep.
And take them to his drive tomorrow.
Yep.
Forgot about that. That'll be fun.
Yep.
Well, not... the reason isn't fun. Obviously, God. I was saying, I just mean it'll be fun to... I don't have kids, guys, so I have so much fun around Christmas getting presents for kids who need them. So for me, my favorite thing about you, big heart, too. So helpful and kind. Pet peeve? You go too fucking fast, bro. You are too fast. You get stuff done too fast. You go too fast, too hard, too fucky.
I love Selena, but...
And you won't go to the movies with me!
I'm a fast walker. Selena's a slow walker.
I am 200 pounds.
Selena, not in New York City. Love you.
Earliest, funniest memory we have about each other. I already don't mind. You first.
Is it the tag game in the backyard?
No, is that your favorite earliest one?
I can't even remember. Selena's having a birthday party or something. We're like playing tag. I'm it. Like chasing, whatever. Like, you know, you reach and grab. Like, somehow just get her by the waistband. But long pants.
My favorite was that you had this wooden block set. And they were like long, thin ones and long poles and squares. And they were like, you could build things out of just these colored blocks.
The fuck
up. Do you know what?
It's not true, and don't say it.
It is true.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
I'll flip this table.
Okay, let me think.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell a different one. So, you know how, like, boys don't play Barbies, right? Little boys that are hardcore boys. Some of my Barbies went missing. And you know where I found them? I found them suspended from fucking coats behind the furnace by their feet with all of their hair cut off and their eyes stabbed out. Do you have an explanation?
Okay, so like, you know, you know, like the basement, the one side is finished, the other side isn't. The side that isn't, like my dad, he put like metal posts. And then in the summertime, like all your winter coats that you don't wear in the summer, obviously, they're not in the front closet. You put them on these posts. You know, like an 80s coat, there was like a string on the inside that you could cinch. These like strings would be hanging, and like to mess with Selena, I would like hang her Barbies by the feet from.
So why'd you kill them though?
Well, I don't know. I remember cutting off their hair.
What serial killer part of you?
I can't remember.
You think there's a part of you that could be a serial killer?
No. I'm way too gentle. I can't, like, at my previous job, there's like a little mouse in the shop, and the other guy's gonna step on it, and I give the guy a huge shove, like, don't hurt it, and I like pick it up and put it in the parking lot.
If you wanna know if you're gonna have kids.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I can't have them, so he needs to have a bunch. And then, of course, there'll be one that, like, comes out goth and weird. And maybe you guys, like, won't want it. So you'll give it to me.
I'm at the stage in my life where everyone always talks about kids all the time.
Oh my god, me too. It's so annoying. Because I'm to the point where it doesn't bug me. So people are like, oh, when are you going to have kids? I'm like, they all died, and I can't have them. It sounds dark. But, like, I think it's not like, why are people still asking you this? It's like, it's so fucking personal. Did either of us have an imaginary friend growing up?
No.
I didn't have an imaginary friend, but I remember in grade 4, I would pretend there was an orb in my hand, and some of the kids would pretend they could see it too. Yeah. And then we all had these like orbs, and when we threw our orbs, they turned into some kind of weird horse thing that then turned into a fairy that like turned into a girl that we'd walk home with.
What grade was this?
4.
So you were 9 years old?
Isn't that all?
I don't know.
And then I'd like leap like them. Oh, that wasn't normal. Just listening to that. Okay, not a question. Oh, but love y'all bond so much. Oh, they love our bond. Thank you. When did the friendship that we have start?
Which friendship?
Our friendship.
I don't know, probably birth.
27 years ago, my mom was diagnosed with Joel.
Selena was 3 when my mom was diagnosed with me.
Yeah. Worst fight we've ever had.
Oh, we got in fights where we didn't talk for like a month before.
Yeah, I remember there was a miscommunication. Someone said something wasn't real. We got in such a big fight. And I remember, like, middle of the night trying to.
Were you banging my window?
With that creepy doll. And he was, like, still ignoring me.
Brothers and sisters fight.
What's your favorite creature from folklore?
Ooh. What is the movie? I forget the name. It scared the hell out of me. Where the 4 guys go hiking in the woods, like in Sweden? Motor, or whatever. It's like a deer thing with like a messed up face.
What was that called? The hike?
Yeah, whatever that was called.
Yeah, they just like go for a hike out in these like crazy woods.
It's like folklore, like Swedish.
Yeah.
It's basically like a big deer or whatever, and like he kills you.
Folklore? What would be considered folklore? Like, is ghosts considered folklore?
Yeah.
Bloody Mary.
Bloody
Mary. Yeah. I think that's a pretty cool like thing. The Mothman, just because Dad's actually seen him, and I'm like, kind of into it. What has been my weirdest encounter with a fan?
Oh, that guy that the bigger dude who wanted to take a photo with you and he complained that it was blurry at Fear Farm?
Oh no, I had this one guy who was really weird in town. Like, here, I just, you asked weird, so I'm gonna give you the weird ones. 99% of everyone is fucking awesome. But like, there are a couple people who are like, not cool. This guy like figured out where I lived and like kept coming to my door and knocking, and he kept like parking, but he wasn't saying the right shit. Like I don't know what it was, but he was just saying things that unsettled me. So he figured out where my parents lived, and one time I was in my parents' garage. He just like pulls in my parents' driveway and just comes up. Yeah, that guy. He just like comes up and talks to us, and I'm like trying, like, I don't even know his name, but he kept talking to me like we were best friends forever. And he's like, yeah, like you live on the poor part of our street.
Yeah, people can, like, they
like,
can.
Why would you say, first of all, I don't think there is a poor part anymore because the real estate is so high. Like, if I sold my house, it'd probably be like $600,000. And I'm just looking at him. He's like, yeah, my parents and I, we live in the rich part. I'm like, first, you live with your parents who are like 60. I bought my house when I was like 20. Yeah, I've been through some really struggling times, but like, I live in a retirement neighborhood. Everyone here is 80 years old. But like, I don't even care. I feel like that's such a gross thing to say. Mm-hmm. I think no matter where you live, like, if you're like able to support yourself and have a house, like, government assisted or not, that's fucking awesome. You just don't say shit like that. But it got to a point where like I ended up just being like, can't talk. But like, he would always like, and he'd like hover and he wouldn't know to leave. But it made me super uncomfortable because he said some things that were like really, really dark sometimes. Like he'd joke, he'd be like, haha, yeah, that's funny. He's like we'd be talking about something completely thing. He's like, so have you heard about anyone getting killed around here? And I was like, excuse me? Well, you just asked me if I got my newspaper. Like, just really weird stuff like that.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. That's probably my weirdest. But yeah, that one guy, he came, anytime he saw me on Instagram, he would come to the place where I was. That's that guy you're talking about.
We've reached the point now, Selena won't post where she is currently.
I never thought I'd do that in my life. I never thought that would be my life. But here's the thing. It's not like, that's the thing, I'm not posting to see people. I love when I see people. Astral. Like, I love it. But every once in a while, for a couple of months, I'll have someone who makes me a little weirded out. But like, I'm to the point where I don't really go out by myself. Cause there's people in town. Like, I remember the dollar store. I don't remember if I just left or came in, but this guy knocks on my window and I put down my window. I'm like, hey, how are you? And he's like, oh, you're that Selena girl. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you're really famous. I'm like, oh, I wouldn't say that. I just, you know, post fun videos to the internet. And he's like, yeah, you're not funny. You should fucking kill yourself. And then he walked away. And I was like, oh my God.
I was going to have haters.
And that's fine. I don't care. No one's going to like my shit. I like my shit. I watch my own videos. I'm my biggest damn fan. I think. That's kind of embarrassing.
I'm your biggest fan.
Right.
And I love your palette. Nice.
Selena's Hoogie Woo palette out now. Ooh. Did you have a quinceañera? That's like that's Mexican culture, isn't it? Quinceañera.
No.
A lot of people think I am Mexican because my name is Selena and I do kind of look Mexican, I guess you could say. But no, I did not. I probably did nothing for my 15th birthday. What's your favorite childhood memory in general?
Oh boy, that's a tough one.
Will I come to Alabama? Yes. Here's a fun one, Joe. Have you broken any bones?
Born. Two broken bones. Collar and hip?
No, collar and arm.
Collar and arm. Left.
Yeah. So what happened was Joel was 10 pounds.
Yeah, I was a big baby.
And he shot out. Like, shot out. And the doctor grabbed him wrong and broke his collarbone and his arm. And at the same time, I was three, and I had two broken arms. So my parents had a newborn with a broken collarbone and a broken arm, and a three-year-old with two broken arms.
Uh-huh.
They looked like abusive-ass parents.
Yeah. Oh. They're not, though. It wasn't.
No, not at all. A lot of people just wanted to know, like, how do you feel about weed?
I'm all for it. Canada, it's legal where we live, it's legalized. I'm all for the legalization of weed. I personally don't do it, and I'm open about it, that I just don't like the way it makes me feel. But it doesn't bother me, I'm all for it. Whoever wants to smoke it, I'm for it.
I smoke CBD, I can't handle real pot. I can't. It makes me feel crazy. Here's a fun one.
Does it give you anxiety?
When did you and Joel meet? And what was the moment that you knew he was the one? People think you're my husband. That happens a lot.
I'm her little brother.
Actually, that's my little brother. That's weird. It makes me uncomfy. Where do you guys see yourselves in 5 years?
Hopefully I own a house by then.
Just putting that out there. You remember, it's like you said, like, the next 5 months you're going to have a house.
That's where I see myself.
Valerie, holding on to hopes there, my dude.
Also, if anyone has never gone or had a psychic reading, like, the first one I ever received was on this podcast. So cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Go do it.
I'll set that up for you again. One for you.
So cool.
I got a holder. So for me, for 5 years, I would like to be on TV. I would like to have written some kind of screenplay for a movie. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be on a New York bestseller list, hopefully with my Hollow book series. And I hope to be in like a really nice house, big nice house, estate property where I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I don't think I've ever talked about this publicly. Adam and I's goal for our life is to open a school. It's something we've talked about for like the past 10 years and now it feels like something that could happen, but it's just kind of one of those schools that, you know, doesn't cater to the way the school system works now. But yeah, that's our goal. So hopefully in 5 years we've, you know, broken ground or have some actual plans.
And open a school, right?
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. Like, I remember Elon Musk talked about the school that he had opened for his kids and his kids' friends. And that's kind of like what we're going to aim for. I just think it'd be beautiful.
Lovely.
Because I feel like kids are... There's so many kids with so many spectacular talents and loves. And they push math on me. I still can't do it. I'm never going to do it.
What's happened, 19?
But like, if someone would have taken my writing and, you know, I did really good in English, but I was just swept under the rug because like, I was under auditory processing. They thought like, you know, I was not going to achieve the things that I would. Like, I was just... I didn't have that personalized kind of care. Like, I could have learned from people around me if it was a mixed group of kids. Like, it was weird. Mm. But I think, you know, having a space where they can really grow to be exactly who they are supposed to be is lost to me. That's when I get mad why I can't have kids. And I'm like, I would do such a good job, I think. I don't know. I want to foster.
Mm.
How's life?
Good.
Oh, here's a good one. On average, how many times a day does Joel say anyways? Non-fucking-stop.
Anyways.
What inspired your new eyeshadow palette? Literally all of my viral moments. I like to put them together. Yeah. Okay, let me see. Who's the cooler sibling? Joel.
Selena.
Oh.
Do I have 22 million followers?
You don't need followers to be cool. You do not need followers to be
cool. I ride
cool.
Motorcycles.
He rides motorcycles and then makes me stupid
bottom. Nah, Selena's cooler.
Okay, so now here is our last question. Did either of you ever hurt yourself sleepwalking as kids? I remember like random bumps and bruises, but if I hit myself hard enough, I always woke up.
Hmm.
What's the weirdest spot you ever woke up?
I don't know. I don't think I ever woke up in a weird spot.
Did you always make it back to bed?
Yeah.
My weirdest was the cigarette machine that was in the shed in the backyard.
On the scappy?
On top of it. Yeah.
That's all right.
That was crazy.
What's that?
Well, it was just weird. Like, how'd I get in there? Because remember how hard those doors were to open?
Seized.
But I got in there and I got up on top where all the spiders were.
Hmm.
I went to sleep.
Weird.
Anyways, guys, I think that we will wrap that on our episode today. It was a fun Q&A. If you like these, let me know. Drop a thumbs up. Leave us a comment, but the number one way to keep us doing this is feeding my need for likes. So if you could head over to the Apple Store, wherever you listen to this podcast, scroll down and give me 5 stars in a review, that would tickle my wickle. Don't forget to pick up my Selena Spookaboo palette for Christmas. Buy it for all your loved ones. Who doesn't love a little bit of sparkle and shimmer and shine and mattes in their life? I have some huge announcements coming out next that I can't talk about, but I love you guys. Don't forget, if you're going through a hard time, everything can change tomorrow. Boo Crew, you are my heart, you are my soul, you are the OGs. I love you forever. Please have the best, safest night and the best lead into the coolest weekend you're ever gonna have. I love you guys. Anything to say, Joel?
Ah, thanks.
Thanks. All right, bye, Boo Crew. Mwah!
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.